Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. Let's go to Kelly in Los Angeles. Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Patrick. So I have a 10-year-old daughter who was just asking me, Mommy, if there are different places in heaven, if there are different levels, does that mean I'll never get to meet St. Therese? And that sounds awful. I don't want to go to heaven. I don't want to be separated in certain levels. What does that mean, Mommy? And I said, let me call Patrick Madrid.
Well, thank you for the thanks for the confidence. I think we should understand it in this sense. Yes, there are different levels in the sense that in this life, now we're talking about human beings for the moment, because we know that there are different levels or different choirs of angels, for example. So we human beings, in a similar way to the angels, we have a certain pecking order, and it has to do with our capacity for God's grace. So think of it this way. Let's say that in your life, you loving Jesus and being a disciple of Jesus and everything that goes into it, that you have achieved, or God has helped you by his grace achieve a capacity for God's grace. And we're using it in kind of physicalistic terms. It's really not physicalistic. It's not a volume or capacity, but this will help us kind of think about it. Let's say that your capacity to contain God's grace, as St. Paul says in Romans, it's the love of God, the grace of God is poured out into our hearts. So he uses this language of flowing liquid. God is pouring out his grace into our hearts. So if that helps you, think of it that way. Let's say that an Olympic swimming pool is how much you are able to contain God's grace. So everyone in heaven is going to be topped off with the maximum grace that God can give that person, and it will depend upon his or her capacity to receive it. So if you have an Olympic swimming pool and it's filled to the brim with God's grace, again, using an analogy, it's not perfect, but it's helpful, then you will have maximum, you will enjoy God to the maximum possible. The Blessed Virgin Mary, by comparison, might have the capacity of the Pacific Ocean, you see. So she will not be more full with God in terms of the extent to which she has God's grace in her any more so than you, but her capacity to experience God will be far greater than yours. Now, I may have a Dixie cup. So when I'm in heaven, maybe I'm looking at you with your Olympic swimming pool, and wow, she was really holy in this life. I made it to the Dixie cup level, perhaps. I'd like to be at least at the Olympic swimming pool level if I can. So the reason I go through all this tedious exercise is simply to say that's, I think, what we're dealing with when we talk about levels in heaven. Jesus says, in heaven, there are many mansions in my Father's house. And the term mansion refers to like places, living spaces within the bigger castle or within the bigger home. So we will see each other. We will know each other. You will meet Adam and Eve. You will see the Blessed Virgin Mary and talk with her. You will see, you take any person in heaven that you can imagine, you will have direct face-to-face interaction with those people for all eternity. How that'll happen, I don't know, but I know it's true. And so it's in that sense that we will behold the marvelous, beautiful array of the holy souls, ourselves included, and we will recognize those who are far greater, far more resplendent in grace than we are, and also those who maybe are below where we might be. They will see the same thing in us. But here's the beauty part. We will all rejoice. Nobody will be envious. Nobody's going to say, well, how come she gets that and I don't get... There'll be none of that. We will have absolute joy, and we will rejoice in our own ability, or not ability, in our own being grace-filled by God. So by grace you have been saved through faith, it says in Ephesians 2. This is a gift of God. It is not of works, lest anyone should boast. So the point is, in heaven, all of the blessed will be overjoyed for each other and will celebrate each other. So your daughter, not only is she going to get to meet the people that she's interested in and talk to them and spend all eternity rejoicing with them, but she's going to be happy for them and they for her. And I guess I could go on and on, but does that help explain it a little bit better, Kelly?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I hope I didn't pummel you into submission on that one. Thanks, Kelly. It's just, I get excited about it. I mean, how can you not get excited about it? If you're going to heaven, I'm not talking directly to you, Kelly, but let me just say thank you for the phone call. Just the generic you. If you're going to heaven, if that's where you seek to be, and you love the Lord, and you're seeking to do His will, and you're saying yes to Him, and if you fall into serious sin, you go to confession, you get it taken care of, you can say you have a moral assurance that you're going to go to heaven. You don't have an absolute assurance because you don't know what the future holds. You don't know what decisions you might make in the future, but God will not go back on His promises. So you have a moral assurance of salvation. Does that not get you excited? I mean, just imagine what it's going to be like to be with the triune God face to face, the sum of all perfections. You think things are beautiful? Wait till you see God face to face. St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, now we see through a glass darkly, but then we will see Him face to face. So that alone, just by itself, for all eternity, to gaze upon God Himself and to see God as He is, not through the Bible, not through the Mass, not through our thoughts or paintings or books or radio shows, but to see Him as He really is, that's what heaven's going to be like. And it will be so far beyond any good thing you can imagine. And then some. And then you want some icing on the cake? Guess what? You get to spend all eternity hanging out with St. Thérèse of Lisieux, St. Padre Pio. You take your pick, any wonderful saint you can think of, and there'll be plenty of ones that we don't even know about in this life, and we'll find out about them in the life to come, and it never ends. Joy, happiness, peace, rest, celebration, and so much more that we can't even imagine. Try to explain to an unborn child in the womb what fireworks are like, or what playing at the beach is like. Try to explain to an unborn child who hasn't been born yet what it's like to walk in the woods, or to see the ocean, or to fall in love, or your first kiss, or seeing your first child be born. It's impossible. You can't do it. There's no way that the child in the womb could even understand it. I believe that what is awaiting us in heaven is going to be a bigger leap for us coming from this life into the life to come. It's going to be so much more and so much better, so much. We can't even imagine. It'll be a bigger leap for us to go to heaven than it will be for the unborn child to be born and suddenly discover fireworks and falling in love and snow cones and walking through the forest and all the other great things in this life. That's a smaller leap, I believe, than the one that we'll take when we go to heaven. What is it? I'll leave it at this. St. Paul said, eye has not seen nor has ear heard the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. So if you love Jesus, and I know you do, that should get you excited. I'm excited even just thinking about it.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.